translation. When Nityananda Prabhu was ordered to go to Bengal to preach, these two devotees, Sri Ramadas and Gadadhar Das, were ordered to go with him. Thus they are sometimes counted among the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and sometimes among the devotees of Lord Nityananda. Similarly, Madhava and Vasudeva Ghosh belong to both groups of devotees simultaneously. Purport. There is a place named Dhanihata near Agradipa railway station and Patuli in district of Burdwan, where the deity of Sri Gopinathji is still situated. This deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. Even until today, the deity performs the Shraddha ceremony on the anniversary of the death of Govinda Ghosh. The temple of this deity is managed by Rajavamsa family of Krishnaghara, whose members are descendants of Raja Krishnachandra. Every year in the month of Vaishakha, when there is Bharadola ceremony, this Gopinath deity is taken to Krishnaghara. The ceremony is performed with 11 other deities and Sri Gopinathji is again brought to the temple in Agradivipa. We are reading from Adilila chapter 11, text 14 and 15 of this chapter is explaining the devotees who are in Lord Nityananda's group. It's like a branch of a tree, and very amazing devotees are explained in this chapter. So a few devotees' names are mentioned here: Ramadas, Gadadhar Das, Madhava and Vasudeva Ghosh. They are brothers. And they had one more brother also, Govinda Ghosh. They're like three brothers. And Ramadas and Gadadhar Das. This Ramadas, in the previous shloka, it is mentioned that he is Abhiram Thakur. You know, very strange personality. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand these great, glorious devotees. It seems this Abhiram Thakur, he had a whip and he will be walking around, and if he sees anyone, he will give a lash with his whip. You know, it's like a devotee walking with a whip. And anyone who gets that beating will immediately jump and dance, and tears will be flowing from their eyes, and hairs will stand on end, and they will roll on the ground. Amazing. You know, can you imagine a devotee walking with a whip or something like that? Maybe in a modern days a devotee walks with a knife or something and he pokes everyone, and the moment he gets poked, then devotees start jumping and rolling. It is very difficult to comprehend sometimes how these things are possible. And another pastime of this Abhiram Thakur is, the moment he go and pays obeisances to any deity, the deity will break in millions of pieces. You know, it seems the Shaligram deities can't take the obeisances of Abhiram Thakur. I don't know how to explain this. It's very strange. Abhiram Thakur will go and pay obeisances to many Shaligram deities, and the deities will break into pieces. So when Abhiram Thakur was walking in Orissa and Bengal, the Mahans, the in-charges of the temple, if they come to know Abhiram Thakur is walking by this side, they will run and close their temple. They don't allow him inside. And many children, amazing, many kids have died. Abhiram Thakur will go, bow down in front of the new babies, and he will say, Hare Krishna, the kid will die. You know, it's very, very strange. So there was one boy, Gaur 3G. His name comes with G. Mahaprabhu called him Gopal Guru something. Gaur Gopal Guru, something like that. Guru. He was a small boy, 5-year-old boy. So his parents were so upset because Abhiram Thakur is coming to meet this boy, you know. So the boy ran and jumped and sat on the lap of Lord Chaitanya, and he got saved. So very strange these devotees are. Abhiram Thakur, Gadadhar Das, and few other names are given in the list. And another devotee is one of the Ghosh brothers, Govinda Ghosh. His brother had installed a Gopinath ji deity. And throughout his life, he was serving Gopinath ji deity. And he crossed the age of 70, 80, became very old, and he was not able to serve Gopinath ji as before. He was finding it very difficult. And one day, he was sitting in front of Gopinath ji and crying. Then Gopinath ji asked him, you know, why are you crying? He said, I am getting old and I may die at any moment. And when I die, who will perform my final rites? I don't have son. I didn't marry. Then Gopinath ji asked, why you didn't get married? Then he said, I was so busy serving you, I forgot to get married. You know, he was so busy, he forgot to get married. So Gopinath ji was smiling and said, don't worry, I will become your son. You know, if you die, I will come and perform the final rites. Amazing, even today, all ISKCON devotees go there. Gopinath ji comes on a palanquin on the day, particular day, every year, on the death anniversary of this devotee. Gopinath ji will come on a palanquin, right? It is explained by a great sage, Shankaracharya also. You know this Madhurashtakam, Adharam Madhuram, you know, it says Lord Krishna's lips are so sweet. Nayanam Madhuram, his eyes are very sweet. It's explained. Lord has got beautiful pinkish eyes, and beautifully extended up to the ears, long eyes. And he has got eyebrows like, you know, you must have seen dolphins jumping in ocean like that. Lord has got eyebrows like that. And he has got beautiful earrings. That's what we sing in Damodarashtakam. Lasat Kundale Gokule Braj. When the Lord walks, his earrings will be shaking like that. Chak chak like that. And the earrings are studded with, you know, ruby, coral, emerald, sapphire, all these things. Lasat Kundale Gokule Brajamanam. The stones and the earrings, the shining, the rays of the stones will kiss Lord's cheeks. Gokule Brajamanam. You can see the rays passing throughout Gokula. You can imagine when you buy a new vessel or something, some metal, you can see some light rays passing like that. In the same way, the shining rays of the earring will kiss Lord's cheek, and it will be spreading all over. You can imagine what the texture of the Lord and how handsome he would be. So, Lord will come on a palanquin and perform the final rites. Maturatipater akilam maturam. Everything about the Lord is so sweet. And these devotees are very strange. Sometimes we can't understand their glories. A devotee walking with whip, you know, amazing. So somewhere in a purport, Prabhupada is explaining that devotees should never compare we should never compare ourselves with another devotee. It happens in our life. Many of us might be, or like we got hurt, or we got a prick when we compare ourselves with other devotees. Many times we feel some particular devotee gets a lot of favor. He gets a lot of blessings. Sometimes I work even harder. I do some things better. I am there for pretty long time. All these kind of strange thoughts appear to us. Am I right? No? It happens. So Prabhupada ji says, devotees, we should be very careful because we are all having our own individual karma. I took birth with my own package. my own karma package. There is no point in me comparing myself with another, because he comes with, or he or she come, they come with their own package. There is no meaning in comparing. Maybe we can compare and take the positive spirits so that we can get inspired and go ahead. But the other situations, there is no point in comparing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a comparison of two wonderful devotees. One is Chota Haridas, and another one is Krishna Das, who Lord Chaitanya took him as his servant for the South India journey. So we are trying to compare these two devotees. One is Chota Haridas, and the second one is Krishna Das, who traveled with Lord Chaitanya during South India journey. So I like this pastime very much because this happened in my town. This Krishna Das, Lord Chaitanya started traveling with Krishna Das, and they entered deep down South Indian cities, and there were a lot of Mayavadis. And Mayavadis were, people, impersonalists. They were arguing with Lord Chaitanya so much. And Lord Chaitanya beautifully presented the philosophy and defeated their arguments. They got very deeply hurted, Somehow their arguments were all proved false. So in the night, when Lord Chaitanya and his servant, assistant Krishna Das, they were sleeping, all these, thugs arranged by this Mayavadi, you can imagine the saints arranging thugs, to do all nonsense. So these bad guys, they come, they kidnapped Lord Chaitanya's assistant, Krishna Das. They took him and threw him in the house of a prostitute, And all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya realized his assistant is missing. He ran looking for that person. It's the same thing with all of us. We have forgotten Lord. We came to this material world and we told him, Lord, I will come back by evening. It is millions of ages over. We have never turned back. It seems, it's explained in Bhagavatam, first canto, when we were in the womb of mother's belly, we kept on promising to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to come back definitely. I'm sure I will never forget your lotus feet. This is a wonderful opportunity I have got. I'm promising you again and again and again. But the moment we come out, happy birthday to me, we forget everything. All those promises we forget, The baby is crying when he comes out. It's a painful situation. And mother is going through labor pain. She's also crying. Baby is crying. We take birth in pain, and death is also pain. Life starts from pain, ends in pain. In between, happy birth. So Bhagavatam says, we are fool number one. We are idiots number one. So that's why the person, he got the name Parikshit. Pariksha means test. When he was in the womb of Mother Uttara, the cute boy, Parikshit, he saw Lord Vishnu inside the womb. So beautiful. Lord appeared in the womb of Uttara and protected Parikshit. So he saw these beautiful personalities with long eyes and curly hairs, hands extended up to the knees. So handsome the Lord was. And after taking birth, Parikshit started testing everyone who appeared in his life. Oh, is it the same person I saw in the womb? Oh, no, not him. Oh, is that person I saw? He started testing everyone throughout his life. That's why he got the name Parikshit. He was searching for Lord. Is that man I saw him in the womb? No, he's not that person. Is that person? He was checking on everyone. He was searching for the Lord. That's why this boy got the name Parikshit. Okay. So, Krishna Das was kidnapped by the thugs, and they threw him in a household of a prostitute. Lord Chaitanya went running and he took him on his shoulders. So merciful. Shishi Radha Gokul Nandaki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So Lord is so merciful. He went running and took Krishnadas on his shoulders and left the place. Then on the second day, again at the same time, Krishnadas got disturbed. He was thinking about those prostitutes. Immediately Lord Chaitanya understood Krishnadas in a very dangerous situation. Lord Chaitanya gave him a letter, sent Krishnadas back to Navadvip and engaged him in the service of his mother Sachi Mata. Krishnadas did a serious mistake. On the second day, again at the same time, he got disturbed. Then he was sent back. So now, this is the story of Krishnadas. Now we compare it with the story of Chota Haridas. Wonderful sannyasi. He has surrendered everything in the service of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes these sannyasis are like candle. They burn, they kill themselves and give light to the whole world. Like every day we are praying to Mukunda Maharaj. If we see all their glories, it is amazing. Right? They have sacrificed everything they have got in the service of Lord. So Chota Haridas was that kind of a sannyasi. He thinks about Lord. He serves, you know, his body, his words, his deeds, his action. Is everything meant to please the Supreme Lord. And one day, he went on begging and he got some grains from an elderly lady, Madhavi Mataji. She was an elderly personality and she was very beautiful. For a split second, for a slight, very small moment, Chota Haridas thought, how beautiful this lady is. Then immediately he realized, what a great mistake I am doing. I am not supposed to think like that. I have to win my thoughts. You know, it is very easy to wear a dhoti, kurta, you know, wear tilak, kanti mala. Sometimes it's very easy. But, you know, having tilak, kanti mala inside on the soul is very difficult. Right? So Chota Haridas thought, you know, what am I doing? I'm doing a great mistake. He felt very bad and immediately he destroyed that thought and he continued with that seva. He came back. And that grains were cooked by another wonderful devotee and offered to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had prasad and called the devotee who cooked. And Lord Chaitanya glorified him. He said, wonderful. Your cooking was accepted by Lord. It's so nice. It's so tasty. Then he asked, who went for begging? Who brought this grain? And devotee said, Chota Haridas. Then Lord Chaitanya said, I don't want to see him in this lifetime. He should never ever come in front of me throughout this life. Chota Haridas was heartbroken. His heart got shattered into millions of pieces. He was feeling so bad. Then all the devotees, including Lord Nityananda, they were completely disturbed. They went to Lord Chaitanya again and again, appealed for Chota Haridas. They said, we all know the purity of Chota Haridas. We all know how glorious this person is. We all know about his devotional service. Oh Lord, please, please accept him back in your service. Lord Chaitanya said, if you ever come and recommend about Haridas to me, I will leave Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya threatened them, gave them a warning. So they kept quiet. Then after a few months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual master, Ishwarapuri came. Then all the devotees went and summoned Ishwarapuri and they explained the whole thing. Then Ishwarapuri came and told Lord Chaitanya, please consider Chota Haridas' case. Lord Chaitanya bowed down to Ishwarapuri with tears in his eyes. He said, please, please don't recommend for that person. Then even Ishwarapuri stopped that. One full year, Chota Haridas was following Lord Chaitanya. Wherever Lord Chaitanya goes, he will stand at afar, bow down with tears in his eyes. His voice will be trembling. His body will be shivering. He will be crying, Lord, please accept me. I have done a sin. Please, please. But Lord Chaitanya did not even look at his face. After 1 year, he went and left his body in the ocean of Jagannath Puri. He killed himself. Then devotees came running and told this to Lord Chaitanya. Haridas left his body And Lord Chaitanya did not say a single word. Now you see, two stories. One is Krishnadas serving Lord Chaitanya, and he is kidnapped and thrown at the prostitute's house. And the second day, he automatically thought of the lady, and he went to the house. Lord Chaitanya personally saved him and engaged him in the service of his mother. On the other side, we have Chotaharidas, who did, you know, when you compare it with Krishnadas' mistake, Haridas' mistake was very small. And he repented so deeply, he cried, you know, he was begging apology. Still, Lord rejected him. All right? So some people may say Haridas is better, some people may say Krishnadas was better, some people may say Lord Chaitanya was more merciful to Krishnadas. You know, there can be a big debate. But then, each person is different. We all come with a different karma package. And it is wholly my responsibility to accept the blessings and establish the personal relationship with the Lord and Vaishnavas. It is wholly my responsibility. I should be careful about my devotional life. It's my responsibility to establish that relation with the Supreme Lord, with all the wonderful Vaishnavas. You know, there is no point in comparing my devotion with somebody else's devotion. You know, maybe we can get inspired by them, but don't compare other situations. So I have to work hard. You know, my chanting should be very attentive. I have to put a lot of effort. Am I chanting better than the previous day? Am I serving the Lord? You know, when I deal with other Vaishnavas, am I able to establish that wonderful relation? If we are working on ourselves constantly, the more we become humble, the more we try to do this, we can progress. There's a beautiful analogy given by one pure devotee when he was giving a lecture. He said, we are like bow, you know, like bow and arrow. The more the bow bends, the arrow goes sharper, faster, and it'll be accurate. If the bow doesn't bend, then the arrow falls just in front of it. You know, tap, it'll fall down. So in the same way, when we bend more in front of Vaishnavas, when we really internally we become, you know, humble, then our devotional life progress very sweetly, very nicely. In Mahabharata, there is a, you know, we all know about these three personalities, Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura, the great devotee Vidura. Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura, all three were brothers, and all the three were sons of Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva is the incarnation of Krishna himself. All the three were children of Vyasadeva, Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. But only Vidura became a devotee. So Mahabharata says, even though the father was one, only Vidura's mother served Vyasadeva with love and devotion. You know, Dhritarashtra's mother got scared looking at Vyasadeva, and she closed her eyes. That's why her son became blind. And Pandu's mother saw Vyasadeva and she got so scared her face turned into pale. So Pandu took birth diseased. But when Vidura's mother came in front of Vyasadeva, so humbly, so beautifully, she bowed down and she served the Lord. So she got a wonderful devotee. So Vaishnava's mercy, Guru's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, Krishna's mercy is on all of us. It's upon all of us. It's showering like rain. But am I ready? Am I getting wet in that rain? Am I going with a vessel and collecting that water? Am I in that program? So that's something very deep. If we go and accept that mercy through our sadhana, through our attitude, that is possible. So I will end up with a small thing. Like in Bhagavatam, it is said, we have four yugas. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. So if you see carefully, Satya Yuga is 1, Treta Yuga is 3, Dwa is 2, and Kali is 4. You see the order, it is wrong. 1, 3, 2, and 4. Prabhupada says, in all other creation, it is reverse, 1, 2, 3, 4. Only in this particular where we are living, it is 1, 3, and 2, 4. The yuga switched between themselves. Dwapara and Treta, the 2 became 3 and the 3 became 2. It became Ulta. So Puranas explain why this happened. I don't know whether you know this character called Ahalya, a great lady, wife of sage Gautama. She was such a pure, chaste, perfect lady. She served her husband and Lord, you know, wholly. She won't think of anything else apart for, even for a split second. Because of her purity, she will go to river Ganga every day and simply collect sand, and she will make a pot immediately and she will collect water. Because of her purity, water used to stay in that, just raw sand. She will make a pot, and she will collect water because of her purity. And the scripture says, if we are pure, the more we put effort to become pure, we have a vessel to hold the mercy of Lord. And she was doing this every day. And one day, she was very beautiful too. Indra was deeply affected by Ahalya's beauty, and he came in the form of a rooster, cock, and he was making noise in the morning. In Indian villages, early morning, roosters are their alarm clock. When the rooster makes sound, then the farmers go to field. So Indra came in the form of a rooster and made a noise in front of Gautama's house. So Gautama Rishi thought, okay, this morning I'm supposed to do all my meditation, whatever it is. He left the home. So Indra immediately assumed the form of sage Gautama and entered Ahalya's house. Ahalya thought it's her husband and served him sincerely. And he went back, right? On that particular day, when Ahalya went to collect water by making a pot with the sand, she could not make the pot. You know, she couldn't, and Gautama Rishi understood. Did Ahalya do anything wrong? Was Ahalya wrong? It's very difficult to answer. So sage Gautama got so angry and cursed Ahalya to become a stone. And she was crying, bitterly weeping. Something happened beyond my control. And she was crying. And sages blessed her, don't worry. In Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra will be walking by this village. And he will bless you and you will get liberated. This happened in Satya Yuga. And from that day, she was so deeply chanting, as fresh as the first day. This is something very important. When we take up a process on the first day, we are very enthused. But when days passed by, then slowly it goes down. It happens with all of us, It says, the scripture says, the fingers and mala get wedded, they get married, it seems. Like when we get initiated, the fingers and the mala, they get married. So we keep rolling. So initially, in beginning days, we'll be like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we are very happy. And after some time, they get married, So that happens like any other family. So what happens when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, the one beat goes. Then we are holding the second beat. Then say Hare Krishna, Hari Bol Prabhu, how are you? The second beat is gone already. We are not present in the chanting, but the beat rolls automatically. And exactly after the 7 minutes, 108 beats are gone. Maybe I chanted only 80 times, 70 times. All this happens. So, Ahalya was chanting Ram's name as she was doing with the same enthusiasm of the first day. She was chanting for ages and ages. Because of her sincere power of chanting, Lord Ramachandra, who is supposed to come on the third yuga, because of Ahalya's pure chanting, the yugas got switched. Lord Ram, who is supposed to come on the third yuga, he appeared on, the yuga itself came, the age itself came before, and her chanting changed the ages. And Lord Ram came first, and she got liberated. Then sage Gautama became so upset. He went and spoke with the Lord and said, how can you bless her? She's not a chaste lady. She's an impure person. She doesn't know the difference between her own husband and Indra. She was blind. Then Lord Ram answered Gautama and said, don't blame her. You did not know the difference between who is Indra and a rooster. You got bewildered. Then how dare you are blaming her? So, the rain is everywhere. But my responsibility is to go stand in the rain and get wet. Lord's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, even though, to be very honest, we don't deserve the spirituality, still we are here. Now, we should be very careful and cautious at every step and hold that mercy and utilize that mercy for ourselves. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions?